found out last night, yesterday, that he was placed on scholarship for Wyoming Cowboy football. Former Cheyenne East standout Ben Wisdorf joining us here on the program. All right, Ben, has there ever been a time where you wanted to body slam anybody in the media? I don't know, maybe like Jeremiah Jahnke.
No, but I would fear Jeremiah body slamming me, probably.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Ooh.
JJ, what do you think?
I don't think Ben's ever given me a reason. You found out about that you were going on scholarship as you were coming back from Las Vegas. Was that the highlight of the trip, or was there something that actually happened in Sin City that was better than finding out you were being put on scholarship by the Cowboys football team?
No. Sin City actually beat me up, so it was kind of good news after all that.
Beat you up.
Lost a few $100 and had to go home.
Well, now that you're on scholarship, you get the stipend, you get the scholarship money there. So that'll come in handy after the Vegas trip, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I need it.
what was that like though? When you got the call, when you found out, was there any idea that this might happen with the way things were going for you? Just kind of take us back through that and what went on?
I don't know. I just had a spring, I guess, and I think Coach Bull was pretty busy at spring ball, and right after, I don't know, it kind of came out of the blue, got the call, and we talked about it a little while, and here I am.
What do you think attributed, why do you think you played so well this spring? Was it something that clicked with you just a couple years into the program? You know, why do you feel like you had such a good spring?
I think it was just really all the lifting and conditioning that Coach Dennison's got us doing. It's not easy. So just day-to-day grind, keeping good nutrition. It felt like I was able to play football without getting too worried about being moved by linemen every 2 seconds.
Hey,
kind of freed up some space for me.
We're kind of getting a bad cell connection, it seems like, with your phone. I don't know if you're at a place where you might get a better connection. I don't know. I hate to ask you that, but you kind of broke up there. I don't know.
Okay.
All right, let's try again. Ben Wisdorf joining us here, former East football player, now currently on scholarship with the Wyoming Cowboys. Ben, thanks for doing this and give us a holler back. It's a cool story, and I'm curious, you know, the walk-on program is such a big deal, and there's a lot of Wyoming high school players that did walk on at the University of Wyoming. I'm guessing you had some other offers to go play football at other places. Why walk on at Wyoming for you? Why that decision?
You know, I just felt like it was the best suit for me personally. I liked the idea of staying in state and getting the, even though I wasn't on scholarship, there's still a really good Hathaway that's offered to our students. And they have a really good business school. And I don't know, everything just kind of clicked with the new coaching staff. That's what really turned the tables for me, as Coach Bull and our old D coordinator Coach Stannard showed a lot of interest in me. So I felt at home, and as soon as I committed, I felt like it was a good decision.
Yeah, obviously, you know, most of us have seen Rudy. You know, you see walk-ons getting beat up and just kind of treated as practice fodder and that sort of thing. What is life as a walk-on actually like?
It's hard. You don't get treated any different at Wyoming, which I really liked, and that's what they preached to me before I committed. But it is, in the back of your mind, when it gets hard, you kind of wonder, like, at least these guys, you know, they're getting their school paid for, and they get the stipends and stuff. I'm just over here doing the work with no, still paying for my school. So that's the hardest thing about it, really, is on the hard times when you got to pick yourself back up.
Did you ever feel like, and I know we asked you this a little bit before, did you ever feel like a scholarship was possible for you? And did being a walk-on make you work harder to eventually get that? Was that a goal of yours to eventually be placed on scholarship?
Yeah, it was. I felt like when I walked on that I could eventually earn myself a scholarship. And I told my parents a couple times when I made my decision. I just wanted to see how good of a football player I could be. And I felt like this is the best program I could have possibly gone to see how much I can thrive in the game of football. And so really that was my goal, was just to see how good of a football player I could be. And if the scholarship happens, it happens. But I don't think it's healthy for me personally to just play for a scholarship. Those things will come, you know. I just wanted to put in the work just to see how good of a football player I could develop into.
You know, your teammates now with a couple players that you beat, you and the East Thunderbirds beat on that very same field you're playing on in that state championship game, which was an epic game. What kind of conversations do you, Logan, Josh, kind of have about, do you ever revisit that game, or is that kind of so far in the past it doesn't come up?
We do sometimes. We all poke fun at each other the days that we used to play against each other. They were, I mean, our team at the time, we felt like Natrona was our rivals, and I'm sure they didn't like us too much. So it was kind of funny to be able to play with those guys on the same team after all the heated battles we had back in high school.
Now, Logan Wilson was the first guy that I saw that gave you a shout-out and congratulations on Twitter about getting a scholarship. It says to me that you must have stopped heckling with the wide right or wide left chance. Because I'm sure you were in that student section during basketball season that was giving him the business pretty good before he left that game with that injury.
Yeah, we talked about that game, too. He wasn't very appreciative of that chance, by all means. But, no, I'd consider Logan my best friend on the team. We do a lot of stuff. We hang out a lot outside of football, and he's just a really nice, down-to-earth guy. And it was just kind of funny to get so close with Logan and Josh, and we hang out all the time now. And it's like we never had those heated hatred together on the football field. It's all friendship now and buddy-buddy. But, yeah, we definitely do poke fun at the old times and the wide-left chants and all that stuff. They got us our senior year, so I can't talk too much about them.
That I think it's amazing, though, that how that happens, where you can be fierce rivals like that and become good friends. I mean, in just a matter of a few months, was it, you know, was it pretty easy to do that? Did you find it any awkward when you first got on the field together?
No, I don't think it was almost easier to talk to those guys personally, because we come from the same background. Like, we're both from Wyoming, both playing for similar-sized schools, going to the same school now, and, you know, we have the Wyoming culture, so I felt a little bit more comfortable going to them first, just because we both knew each other already, and we just kind of hit it off from there, and it wasn't really too tough, but it was a little weird at first, kind of getting to know them and seeing that they're actually really good guys when on the field. You don't like them too much when they're your rival school in high school.
Talking to Ben Wisdorf here in the Sports Zone, placed on scholarship yesterday for the University of Wyoming. I go back to at the talent that was on the field in that game. I mean, Division I, all kinds of football talent. Do you ever think sit back and think, my goodness, there's a lot of good football players on the field that day?
Yeah, it makes me want to. Honestly, it makes me want to revisit that and just see how that was. Because at the time, I don't think any of us really knew how much talent really was in those games back then. We had quite a bit of D1 athletes on the same field battling it out. It's probably some good high school football there for championship game.
Before we had you call us back, you were talking about your spring and what stood out about your spring and went so well with it. You know, we were having a hard time hearing you when you were talking about that. You know, what was this spring like for you, and what do you think you did that stood out and ended up earning you the scholarship?
I think just having the year under my belt, the couple of years under my belt now, of just lifting, getting stronger and faster on the football field. I was always a hybrid athlete of football and swimming, so I kind of had a little bit of both of a swimmer's body and football body, and I'm trying to get more and more of just the football body, and getting bigger and stronger and faster was the biggest part of that. And then also understanding the playbook. We got a new defensive coordinator, and we kind of kept the defense similar, but kind of a different style, different way of coaching things. I was able to pick up the playbook a lot faster than I would have a couple of years ago. So knowing what I'm doing on the field and being stronger and faster really helped me feel like I belonged on that field with everybody else.
You mentioned how, you know, Steve Stannard, the former defensive coordinator, was a big part in bringing you and you wanting to come to Wyoming. With a new defensive coordinator, which you just alluded to, is it much different, the things that are going on with the Wyoming defense? I know it's basically kind of staying the same, but seems like maybe more aggressive. What can you tell us a little bit difference-wise for the defense?
It's still similar. Similar ran style. There's just a little different niches here and there. I feel like this new coordinator lets us play a little bit more freely rather than by the book. So that's kind of fun as a player to be able to feel like you have a little bit of freedom. Making a check on your own or something like that, or like if you feel kind of suspicious of a play, then try to play the play, you know, even if the book tells you not to. The coach kind of installs that confidence in his players, and it's fun to play with that confidence because you tend to make a little bit more plays.
Chad Goff in the weight room versus Russell Dennison in the weight room. Compare and contrast those two.
No offense to Chad, great coach, but it's a whole new ball game out here in Laramie. It's crazy. I don't know. It seems like every year gets harder too. We keep using building blocks from the year prior. You don't think you can do any more than what you do, and then all of a sudden, the next week, the workouts are even harder, and it just keeps going. So I don't think I ever thought I'd be able to do some of the workouts we've been doing here in Laramie these last couple of years.
How much bigger are you, Ben, than you when you graduated?
Well, I came in around 185, 182, around there. Now I'm 222.
Wow.
I got quite a bit of weight, a little faster than I anticipated, and still trying to put it on.
40 pounds. That's a big gap right there, man. How different does it feel? I mean, like you said, you were a swimmer, and I'm guessing the swim times, you don't have to worry about that too much. I don't know how involved you are in that, but how much different does that feel when you're out there playing and just kind of hanging, walking around and stuff? It's got to feel different, right?
Yeah, that's much different. The first year when I first got here, it was like I was really focusing on like contact with the linemen because I didn't want to get moved. I had to have to attack them almost, and really maintain leverage and really, really focus on technique. And now it feels almost like I'm more and more able to stop focusing too much on the line and start focusing about where I need to be and trying to make the play because I'm not worried about getting pancaked.
How much more do you want to gain?
I want to gain as much weight as I can until I start really feeling like I'm slowing down. I know Dennison and them want me to, I don't know, 240, 245. I don't care. As long as I'm staying fast, the bigger the better. The more mass, the more I can move other people. So
I was going to say, if you have any problem with that, get a hold of JJ and I this summer. We'll help you out and show you how it's done.
But he wants the good weight.
Oh. Oops.
Hey, Ben, congratulations on the news being placed on scholarship. Thanks for giving us a holler back, and look forward to seeing you out there. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, take it easy, man. Bye.